Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Weekly Planet, official podcast of comicbookmovie.com, where we talk movies, comics, TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, my co-host, Nick Mason.
It's me. You get any funny t-shirts in the mail recently? That's for people who skip the ad.
Yeah, that's right. I got this incredibly short and tiny Star Wars t-shirt, yes. Go back and have a listen.
Throw me the t-shirt. I want to see... Have a bloody... Oh, God!
Why are you afraid of a t-shirt?
Because it's so tiny. You don't know. It's like a... It does say medium.
That's what I'm saying. How short is that t-shirt?
That's a girl's medium.
I wouldn't fit anybody.
Did you specify that you were not, in fact, a girl?
I didn't. I've never said that out loud.
See, there you go. That'll do it. What's going on this week?
Not a whole lot. You? Yeah,
nothing. Haven't received any t-shirts in the mail.
You can have that one.
I don't want it.
Speaking of girls or women.
Thank you.
Yeah, that'll do, won't it?
That's
Charlize Theron has officially joined Fast 8 as the villain. One of the villains, along with Jason Statham, who was a returning villain, because I think he got giant handcuffs and was put in a weird cell.
Oh, he's put in super prison, wasn't he, at the end? Yeah. He was put in a super prison and that...
After that car park fell on him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good times, hey. So is Charlize Theron going to be his Cockney sister or something?
I think, you know what? It wouldn't surprise me, because Luke Evans was the brother, the Cockney brother.
Yeah, true.
And I'm hoping he returns as well. I want to see, what's the family they're from? I should know that. I don't know.
Oh, they're chimney sweeps. They're a family of chimney sweeps.
They're all ancestors of the chimney sweep from Mary Poppins.
Dick Van Dyke.
That's right.
They're the Van Dykes.
Yeah, so I think that's pretty good. That's pretty solid casting.
Are you hoping that every villain from this point forward will just be a weird relative?
Absolutely.
Luke Evans.
Because the Fast and Furious crew are family.
They're family.
That's right.
The only thing that can defeat family, is nothing, because nothing can defeat family. But if anything could defeat family... It's another family.
That's right. This is a blood family
as
well. It's
a British family too, which is the most evil of families. It's the default evil, the evil bad guy in Hollywood now. It has to be British.
That's right. And how do you up your game from one British bad guy?
Whole family.
Whole family.
Yeah.
That's exactly it. It's directed by F. Gary Gray.
Oh, who did Straight Outta Compton?
He did, yeah. He's done a bunch of good stuff. So that's... Oh, no, he did the Italian Job.
Statham.
It is. Is it? It is.
Yeah.
No, that's Wahlberg. Was Statham in that?
Statham's in that.
Oh my God, I hate that movie. Only because I love the first one so much. Even though it's probably not good.
It's fun. It's a fun film, the original.
It is. It's got that great song as well. This is the self-preservation
society. Yeah,
I'm just
best part.
He is in it. I apologize. His name's Handsome Rob.
Yeah, he was Handsome Rob.
Yeah, I remember that. And Charlize Theron was in that as well.
What?
This is blowing my mind.
Oh, there's going to be some sweet like Entertainment Tonight articles about Theron and Statham re-teaming again
for another
to take on the Fast Furious family. That's what they call them.
That's what they bloody call them. There we go. Also, have you heard that Boyd Holbrook, he's from Narcos.
First of all, explain. Okay, right.
I haven't seen. Have you seen Narcos?
No. Nah.
I've heard it's good. Have you heard it's good?
Yes. I watched the first 5 minutes of the first episode and...
Didn't grab you?
Didn't grab me, no.
Yeah. So I guess it's when you say it's hurt, it's good, but then you watched it and you didn't
I personally think it's bad. But I don't trust my own opinion and it changes every day on everything.
That's true.
So who's to say?
Absolutely.
Right. Anyway, this Narcos guy.
Yeah, so Boyd Holbrook, he's been cast as the villain in Wolverine 3.
Oh.
Which is rumoured to be Old Man Logan.
Yes, it is.
So I'm just wondering what people are asking, like, who could that possibly be, considering Fox don't own most of the characters in Old Man Logan?
Yeah, okay. What does he look like?
Just a blonde guy.
Cool. Yeah, cool.
Yeah, but you're
pretty good. Yeah,
can't really great. Complain.
Yeah.
Well, the main there's a few villains in it, but the main villain is like is Red Skull. Well, not main of there's a few, and then there's like Hulks, and there's
so we can't use Hulks.
And there's a new Kingpin which you can't use.
Who do you think they're gonna? Because they need an enormous Hulk-like creature, Juggernaut.
Juggernaut or the Thing.
Maybe, I mean, a better Juggernaut, obviously.
Yeah, you wouldn't get Vinnie Jones back.
No.
Get him into that rubber muscle
Jason
suit.
Statham.
Yeah, because as we've talked about before, the X-Men franchise has a habit of instead of, like, CGI-ing a character big, they'll just put a weird prosthetic in a suit
that
on it.
It looks nothing like the original version,
Apocalypse seems to be like Vinnie Jones' Juggernaut was. The exception to that is the new Colossus from Deadpool, which is all
CGI. Yeah, it's
CGI.
All CGI, yeah.
And I think he's totally great.
Ping pong ball suit. Weird stick on the head.
Weird stick on the head.
Somebody sent us, and I can't remember, somebody tweeted us
is this the Ben Affleck
photo? Ben Affleck wearing his ping pong ball suit in Batman v Superman. Looks pretty great and embarrassing.
It does look embarrassing. They're not flattering, are they, on anybody?
Not at all,
those
no.
Suits?
You can be as ripped as you want.
Is it the little cap as well that's pretty embarrassing?
No, I think it's there's some sort of combination of like belt girdle
and it's kind of a onesie.
Yeah, no matter what you have Ben Affleck's got to be super ripped, but then he's got this weird paunch.
Yeah,
like, it looks weird.
It looks like the Adam West suit.
It does look like the Adam West suit. They could have just spray painted it to look like the Adam West suit, just for some sense of continuity. You know, that'd be nice.
That'd be amazing for the deleted scenes, which actually we've got to talk about in a minute as well, because there's some stuff happening there.
If we have to,
yeah. I've said this before, but I think especially now that they've ruined the Fantastic Four, just make the Hulk character the Thing.
Oh, they could. That's true, yeah.
Although,
I've had some rough times.
Yeah.
One adventure we went on and it was real sad. And all those weird all that military stuff they made me do for some reason that we didn't see.
We saw it in the trailers though, didn't we?
Yes.
Yeah, are you buying a thing?
No.
What is it?
No, I am.
What are you buying?
Just something.
Can I have it?
No.
You're buying a t-shirt?
No.
You're signing up for geekfuel.com/weeklyplanet. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Even though they said you won for free.
Yeah. I just love boxes of stuff in the mail. Anyway, I'm 100% back on board. Let's talk about whatever we talk about on the show.
I don't know.
Oh, which reminds me, this week, if you are sick of listening to me on the Weekly Planet,
I am.
Why not listen to me on other podcasts? I'm on 2 episodes of Steel Wars just recently.
You're in the live
one. I was on
line,
a live episode very briefly.
Yeah, yeah.
Because again, I've mentioned I'm too polite to not just barrel over the other guests.
Sure, yeah.
But that, very funny. Steel Saunders, Dilruk Jayasinghe, very, very funny guys talking about Star Wars. Very funny episode. And I'm also on a reaction episode.
You fucking sell out.
Yeah, I know, right? A reaction episode for the Rogue One trailer.
Yeah, you've gone back on everything you've ever said.
Yep. And you know why? You know the reason? The deep, dark reason? Steel said, do you want to do it? And I was like, all right. That's it. That's all it takes.
That's all there is to it.
All it takes.
No arm twisting.
Not at all.
Nothing like that, yeah.
Yep.
Well, we'll get to that, though. We'll be bloody talking about the Rogue One. This is a news-heavy episode, isn't it?
So if you've stopped and you've listened to that Steel Wars episode.
Yeah.
It's going to be the same thing, just in a slightly different order.
And maybe I'll say something.
You'll say something too.
You might just steamroll over
just
me.
Just right over the top.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Speaking of saying something.
Yes.
Warner Brothers have said that a solo Superman film really depends on the success of Batman versus Superman. And if that goes well, they can start to negotiate with Warner Brothers, that Snyder says, to develop a standalone Superman film. I don't think it's strange that Superman, there like has to be a negotiation to make a Superman movie.
Yeah. This character that's been around since 1938.
Do you think it's because
maybe we give it a try.
Do you think it's because they've mostly botched all the ones they've kind of done? No, I like Man of Steel and I like Superman Returns. I know you hate Superman Returns.
Correct.
I kind of, towards the end of Man of Steel, if you listen to our commentary, I really at the start I'm like, it's pretty good. And by the end I'm like,
why?
Yeah. But I like a lot of it. But it seems weird that they have to be like, I don't think they're going to do it. Maybe like 5 years.
There's never going to be a universally praised one. I don't know.
Why can't they make it hopeful and optimistic and Superman-esque?
Because that's not what's cool, man. You know what's cool? Snapchat.
I'm sure there is a Snapchat.
Boomerang on Instagram.
What's that?
It's like a little loopy animation thing.
Is it like a GIF?
It's kind of like a GIF.
Because, you know, Twitter had the GIFs now.
Twitter have the GIFs now. I'm
it's
very
the greatest
excited
GIF
about
of
that.
All. It's a GIF. Yeah, anyway, so basically.
GIF of all. It's the greatest GIF of all.
The cleaning product.
Yeah.
Is that an Australian thing? Doesn't matter. Listen, there's
what are we talking about?
At the end of the day, it's estimated that Batman v Superman. This is Who's that guy out there? What's he about? He's putting his bins out. He's beat me to it.
Is it bin night over here?
Yeah, I do. Sunday night's my bin night.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. They can't do bin night every night that's for everybody, because then it'd be like delivering all the presents at once for Christmas.
It's blowing my mind.
That's why they have to do it.
Bin night Sunday.
Santa has to do it in different time zones. That's how he manages to do it.
That's true, yeah.
Do you know anything about bins or Santa?
Yeah, I guess garbage Santa. You can't do it all on one night.
No, he can't. So basically, Batman v Superman, they say, is going to make about $278 million profit. Which is good.
Yeah.
And that's taking into
I wouldn't turn it down.
No, and that's you sure? And that's taking into account home release.
I mean, I guess it's from I guess if the check said from Batman v Superman, I'd be like, oh, all right. You got me. Just for the car chase. That's
pretty
right. Good.
It's a pretty good car chase. I like a lot of that movie. But
let's stop bringing it up.
Yeah, we should. Basically that's not a lot considering what it is. Like, they apparently they were expecting it to make like Age of Ultron money, which I think made like 1.3 billion or something like that. And this isn't probably going to crack a billion. So I can see why.
Embarrassing for them.
Yeah, it is a bit, isn't it? And it, especially scenes as Man of Steel, like Man of Steel cost less to make and didn't make as much money, but overall it made $300 million profit.
Right.
So it, profitability wise, Man of Steel made more money than Batman Superman, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Right?
Because this one's got Batman in it.
Exactly.
The one character people like.
Yeah. And so it's apparently got Warner Brothers just like reshuffling a little bit. But at the end of the day, apparently there's not a lot of major changes happening. Like, they're going to lean heavy. There's this great Variety article. I'll link it below if you want to check it out. But it's basically they've moved Wonder Woman forward.
Uh-huh.
They reckon the Batman movies are definitely a go. Though that was never really in doubt.
No.
And there's a few other minor reshuffles, and they're going to lean on like Harry Potter, then the Lego franchise, and DC, which makes sense. But the article brings up a good point about how, and I recommend everybody read it. It doesn't just bash Batman Superman,
okay.
Though there is a bit of that. But it's
I'm on board. Here
we go. It talks about how the franchise as a whole is kind of directionless, and how they don't have like a Kevin Feige, which is what a lot of people have been saying for ages.
Yeah,
a big part of it, they say, Geoff Johns, who's the head of like creative at DC, you know, he sort of has that role, but he writes for The Flash and he writes comics, and, you know, he kind of oversees this a little bit. So he's got like 10 different jobs, but you need somebody whose job is just continuity, direction.
Kevin Feige just lives on a yacht.
Yes.
Just out in the Bahamas. And like every day, like a drone comes down with a suggestion for a film or whatever. And he just yays or nays.
Yeah, that's right.
He either shoots it down and that's a nay, or he just lets it fly back.
It's just a drone with a little billboard.
Yeah, a little billboard. Yeah, yeah.
So I can see where they're kind of going wrong, because apparently a lot of the creative decisions then, the bulk of them have fallen on Snyder.
Yeah.
And I like him. Seems like a super nice guy. He's a great visual filmmaker, but I've said this before, I don't think he understands the universe not the way that it should, or the way that a lot of people kind of... he has a different interpretation of it.
Yeah.
Different may also be bad.
I don't think maybe he doesn't even have an interpretation. I think maybe he has... what's going to look cool on the day.
Sure. Yeah, that's probably that's probably not wrong either. And one of the things that's a really good example of this, I can't hear a thing through these headphones. It's driving me crazy, mate. Let me just change this cord.
Okay.
Do you mind?
No, please.
I've got another cord here.
I can say whatever I want while James is changing the headphone cords, because he can't hear it. Oh.
My ears still work.
Ah!
Oh, you thought we were going to do a funny bit?
No. Okay, no. It's not a day for funny bits,
that's
people.
Not- I still can't hear anything.
Hey, imagine if Batman... No. No. No.
So basically, he's been going and answering some questions about Batman Superman. One of them was, how could Superman not hear where his mother was when she was captured in Metropolis? And he said to him, like, from Metropolis to Smallville, it's probably just out of the range of his hearing. And also the clutter of the city kind of makes it difficult to hear.
The rhythm of the night.
Sure, which I can understand.
Just
right?
Someone playing pots and pans in the streets.
And I'm okay with that, right?
Okay, yeah.
But then you look at it from the perspective of Lois Lane was on like the other side of the world and then got an argument got in that weird situation or whatever.
I call them arguments.
Yeah.
When somebody draws a whole bunch of guns on me,
that's
kills
it.
My friend Jimmy Olsen, I call that an argument.
Yeah. And as a result of that, he's out of the sky. He's there in like a minute.
Yeah.
Right. And maybe he was distressed. I don't know.
Sure.
You see what I mean? You can't like set a rule and then have something in the same
I've always
movie
said that.
Break that rule. You have.
You can. That's the thing. Like, I don't. I'm not against a movie where Superman can do anything. You just have to either, you have to A, make it consistent, and B, have a villain who can counteract that, or who is more powerful than him.
Exactly.
Mm.
There was also another scene cut from the movie, right? Oh, my dog's at the door. I'll let her in a minute.
Okay.
Where there was a scene where he does try to look for her after he finds out Alexa's got her, and he says it's a dark scene because it sort of represents his dark side where he's looking.
Dark side.
That's right. And he can hear like the cries from like other potential crimes going on in the city, but he's like ignoring them.
Oh, that's quite interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm. Because again, it's not that Superman, it's that his moral dilemma is that he can't save everybody.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. It's not that he's not super powerful or whatever.
So again, I think there are some good ideas here, but this
maybe you should have put him in the film.
This is my problem with the movie in general. Like it's like perfectly balanced, like horrible and amazing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I think you're right.
Yeah. They also mentioned that the Justice League movie is going to be kind of less kind of existential, you know, because there's a whole like, what does it mean to be a Superman?
You don't have to save everyone, or do save everyone, maybe. That's my Martha Kent impression, by the way.
Oh, that's not your Jonathan Kent.
No. Hey, Clark. You can save everybody if you want, or just fly out into space. It's fine.
It's your call.
Yeah.
Yeah. But apparently it's going to be extremely kinetic and visual and more of a crowd pleaser suited to Snyder's talents. I think that's kind of the way you have to go.
Yeah.
Big focus on the visuals. I just get someone to look over that script.
Yeah.
Just be like, that doesn't make sense. What's this? What are you doing? Like,
and maybe the final scene, like it could be a note on the Hollywood whiteboard.
Yeah.
And it just says, it's just some real dudes punching each other. No CGI. Just maybe at the end, everybody loses their powers and it's just a fist fight in a mud pit or something.
There is a scene like that in The Dark Knight Returns. He fights the bloody...
The leader of the mutant gang.
In the mud, yeah. It's pretty good. Some of that, just a mud pit fight. So look, we'll see what happens.
We sure will.
I'm looking forward to Suicide Squad. I'm looking forward to Wonder Woman. I'm very iffy on this Justice League movie.
Right.
Which is starting to film any minute now.
Hooray.
Right now. Just ticked over. Yeah. Did you hear The Boys, the comic? We talk about that a lot lately.
Yeah, we did. We talked about in our episode about movies, comic book characters we'd like to see turned into R-rated movies.
Right.
And it's becoming a TV series,
going to Cinemax, apparently, and Seth Rogen and Eva Goldberg are producing, and they're behind the Preacher TV series as well.
Oh, really?
So by all accounts, that's got a great pilot, and I guess they're pretty happy with it in general, so they're able to kind of shop around.
The Boys.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that's great. Yeah. It's really good. I think it's probably more suited to a TV show than it is.
Yeah, I'd be happy to see it go either way, but
there's some long form storytelling in
there. Some decompressed storytelling.
Yes, that's right. So that's great. That's really cool. Who do you think
go ahead.
I was gonna say, who do you think they'll cast as the guy who looks exactly like Simon Pegg?
There we go. I was just gonna say,
yeah,
it's probably Jason Statham. Give Statham another go, right? Why not, hey?
Statham wouldn't do a TV show.
No, that's true.
He wants those sweet pounds. Would Pegg do another TV show?
Would he go back to TV?
He might.
Cinemax? What even is Cinemax?
Yeah, he might do it.
I hope he does do it.
Yeah. But he's writing Star Trek and...
Yeah.
He's being that weird
alien. Being in Star Trek. Being in Mission Impossible films.
That's a good one. One of them. Some of them.
Some of the moments from some of those movies are pretty good.
Yeah. So great. Good for that thing. So Civil War has been screening for critics.
Oh, yes.
Not us, though.
We're not real critics.
In a way, we're the greatest critics of all, though.
Because we're the people.
Man.
We're the people.
That's right.
Yes. We're mankind.
We're two.
And womankind. Tiny t-shirt.
But the reactions have been mostly positive.
The reaction videos, what have they been like?
Mostly positive.
Great.
Yeah. Now, the social media embargo has been lifted, but as far as the review embargo hasn't, I think that happens sometime next week.
Uh-huh.
Sometime next week. So I don't know when we're going to see it. I've emailed and been like, can I see this movie, please?
And they're like, no, never. Not even in a regular cinema.
We'll stop you.
We're going to put the little photos in all the ticket booths. Do not sell tickets to these men. In quotes, men.
That's right. And the idea is that Spider-Man in it steals the show.
A lot of people, there's a lot more Spider-Man than you'd think, apparently.
I saw an article where it says exactly how long he's in it, but I'm trying to avoid everything.
Me too.
Because I'm sure some big stuff happens in this, but you know what? This is probably going to get spoiled before I get a chance to see it.
Do you think?
I think so, yeah. I think this is... because it's
Listeners, please don't spoil it for us.
Well, yeah,
please don't tweet us.
Yeah, please don't.
I mean, tweet us generally, but not about that.
No. So if I was people listening to this as well, I would stay out of the comments of any article ever.
Yep.
Especially because it comes out on the 29th here or the 28th, and then it comes out a week later in the States. So it's still like a month away.
That's true.
For some people. So that's kind of shitty. But
if it says Civil War, if there's an article about Civil War, make sure it's about the American Civil
That's
War.
That's right, exactly. First. Yeah, so apparently it's a bit like the Baron Zemo.
I was going
to
say Lincoln pulls out somebody's arc reactor, but then I couldn't think of a second.
Jefferson.
There we go. That'll do it.
Are they in the same era?
I don't know. Who knows? Not us.
What's his wife's name? Mary something?
Lincoln? It's probably, yeah, I'm going to say Mary Lincoln.
I nearly said Mary Shelley's Frankenstein.
Good.
So yeah, there you go. Yeah, apparently it's a bit light, like the Baron Zemo thing. It's a bit disappointing, and but by all accounts, pretty good. Some are saying it's the best one. Some saying it's not quite as good as Winter Soldier, but in general, it's positive, which is super cool, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's great.
Great,
good for that, mate. Bloody good for that. Now I want to talk about the Walking Dead finale, but I might talk about it. We got a question on it, so I might leave it for the letters at the
end.
Okay,
great.
Yeah, yeah. So we just get
The entire season of The Walking Dead while this podcast is happening.
Yeah, I want to talk at you and see what you think.
Okay, great.
I'm gonna say
sounds
some
good.
Stuff.
All right, good. You're up to date then.
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Very much so.
All right.
For better or worse.
Sounds like you've got some things to say.
Yeah, I guess so.
Segment, James got some things to say.
All one word.
Yeah.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
So, big news for this week, though. This is going to be a real short one. I'm looking at the time.
We got stuff to do. We don't have anything to do.
Well, we do got to record that Q&A thing, which I'm going to try and get done. Try and get that as soon as possible. I'll let people know.
But, thanks to everybody. We've raised like $25,000.
Yeah, I got an email from
you. We haven't done anything.
No, we
but
haven't.
But the listeners, the weekly wackadoos,
no, that's right.
It's going to catch on, have raised $25,000 for UNICEF.
That's exactly it. How cool is that? So, we'll talk about that more, you know, when the Q&A thing comes out or whatever. Well, not that part in particular. I don't think people actually care about that part. They just want to hear about the cool stuff we've got to say.
Yeah.
Not really. Nah. But, yeah. Anyway, Rogue One trailer this week.
Mm-hmm.
You watched it. You did your reaction.
The teaser trailer.
The teaser trailer.
Yeah.
It's pretty long for a teaser trailer as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Initially I watched the preview to the teaser.
The 10-second one.
Yeah. It's very exciting.
Were you excited?
I actually was not excited at all. Not even... I'm like, oh, this... Because it was just like... It's just... There was some sand.
Yeah.
And then there was a like a black storm, like a black armor stormtrooper.
Yes.
And I'm like, is this another Captain Phasma kind of thing? Are they are they building like a Power Rangers of stormtroopers?
Of yeah,
so of incompetent stormtroopers.
And Boba Fett's the leader.
Oh, so good. That'd be exciting.
So yeah, but I guess it looks like they're some kind of squad. The black stormtroopers. Someone mentioned that people were really happy to see a black stormtrooper in this, but not so much in the first Force Awakens trailer. There's a bit of a difference there.
Yes, there is.
A bit of a disparity.
Yeah. So this could be, they're like an elite team of death troopers.
Yes. It would be not. I think they've got a name. I think it is death troopers, actually.
Very good.
I don't know. I did a video on it, and you did a reaction on it. Why did you go against everything you've ever said, Basid, about reaction?
I had the morning off.
You did, didn't you?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy doing the reaction, though? Is it something that you're into that you think you'll do every day forever?
No.
No?
No.
Just a one-off?
Just the one-off.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. The exception that proves the rule, until somebody asks me to do another one, in which case I probably will.
Absolutely.
Look, I think the what pushed me over the line was that we were not recording a video of it. Because
right.
That would have been embarrassing.
No, because you're sitting there like...
Oh, it's that guy. You know what I mean?
But to be fair, when you did your reaction, you then spoke about it afterwards. You didn't just go, that was pretty good. Thanks for watching, listening to the reaction of it. Yeah.
Mm.
So, what do you think of the retro look? It's kind of really captured that 1977 feel. More like 1976, because it's set just before the first Star Wars, which, as we all know, is set in 1977.
Shut up, nerd. This is over. No, it was good. It does look like very much like... They've taken modern cameras back in time.
Yes.
And filmed that 1976 set.
Absolutely, yeah.
But I don't know. I wasn't... As the trailer starts, I wasn't 100% convinced.
Yeah.
Because there's a shot of... What's her name?
I was going to say Flynn, but it's not.
It's like Jyn.
Jyn. It's Jyn Erso.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
There's the shot of Jyn.
Relation to Qui-Gon Jyn, actually. Confirmed. What? I've said it here first.
Very exclusive.
That's right.
Winkley Planet exclusive.
Even though it's spelled different. It's her first name, not her last name.
We don't know how surnames work in the past.
No.
Other galaxies.
We don't.
Aliens.
Exclusive.
Jyn.
What were you saying?
No, I can't remember. Oh, yeah, I'd say I wasn't 100% kidding. Like, it didn't really feel like that era, like, initially. Because there's this moment where she stares right in the camera.
Yeah.
I'm like, we've never seen that shot
before. Did she stare right in the camera?
Well.
Where she's like, I'm rebelling. I rebel. That bit?
Before that, she's being sort of taken into the rebel base.
Yeah.
And she looks sort of right in the camera.
Really? I didn't
notice
that.
I'm not convinced by this.
That's a thing I've missed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wow. There you go.
You're too concentrated on the Easter eggs and the little secrets. You didn't see what's white right in front of you.
I didn't.
Life. Felicity Jones also.
That's true. But after that, you were like, oh, I'm okay with this now.
Yeah. Look, although I did later watch your...
Yeah.
In the immediate aftermath, we watched your fantastic Things You Missed video.
Did you say fantastic things you missed? Did you say that just then?
What?
Did you say the word fantastic?
No.
I thought you said fantastic.
Oh, I see.
You didn't?
No, I definitely didn't.
Oh, okay.
You can add it in post.
I will.
I'll do a clean fantastic and then you can edit it in if you want. But just so everybody knows, I didn't say it initially. But you could also cut this bit out and then...
It'll be very confusing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Anyway, we watched that and you did intercut it with the original, like, war.
Yes.
The original war room.
Yeah, I did.
Little different.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
But I mean, if you don't go back and... I feel if you don't go back and watch the originals immediately before, you won't notice a difference.
No, I don't think
so. But why would you? Because this is a prequel.
Exactly. It's a prequel.
Yeah.
It must be pretty close to the events of the first Star Wars,
uh-huh.
the original Star Wars, because the Rebels is where it's at. It's set about 4 or 5 years before,
uh-huh.
and they haven't yet found the Dantooine base.
Here we go, straight in the camera. You missed it.
Oh. You flashed that second.
Yeah, I did.
So...
Who's she looking back towards, though? That's the question.
That droid. That
Princess Leia, probably.
Han Solo. Young Han Solo.
Yes.
Yeah. So
Jason Statham playing young Han Solo.
No wig, just
no bad wig, like a real bad wig.
I would love that. What were they saying? I don't even remember.
Prequels,
far out. Yeah. So I think it must be like a few months before, at least under a year.
Yeah,
because the Death Star's done You see it get the kind of finished.
Uh-huh.
They've got the Yavin base.
Yes, they do.
All established.
Uh-huh.
It must be like right there. That shot of the Death Star, though, like that's incredible.
And I feel it also has to be. It also has to be quite close to Episode 4.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, they'd know that the plans are out there. And
yes.
They have time to just patch everything.
Exactly.
Patch that exhaust port.
Because Episode 4 opens with the transmission is intercepted.
Yeah.
So I'm presuming that's how this movie ends. Mm. Somebody sends a transmission and then Princess Leia.
And everybody's like, ooh, you know?
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone mentioned this to me on Twitter. I can't remember who, so I apologize. But Gareth Edwards, who did the Godzilla movie and Monsters before that, which I still want to watch, who's directing this,
mm-hmm.
he does scale really well.
Yes.
And you get the sense of that in this, like that Death Star next to the
Star Destroyer. We've never had that sense of scale before.
That's exactly it. And even with the, it still looks more menacing than the Starkiller base did in Revenge of the Sith.
That's true. Yeah, I agree.
Even though that was much bigger, you don't really get a sense of that. Mm. There's a bit where they go like, this is the Death Star and this is the Starkiller. And everyone's like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, exactly.
But like, what are you comparing it to? Like, it's just a weedy hologram regardless.
Yeah.
So yeah, just the scene, because you know how massive those Star Destroyers are, and then seeing they're just like tiny, like grains of rice next to this moon-sized moon? Is it a moon?
That's not. It's no moon.
Oh.
Space station.
I understand. I want to see the inner workings of it. Where are the toilets? How do they get around? Is there some kind of elevator tube?
Turbo lifts.
Yeah.
I think that might be Star Trek.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We can't say that then, can you?
No, I can't. Yeah. We don't really get a sense of this. We've got a lot of Felicity Jones. We don't get a lot of this, you know, the new Poe Dameron kind of character.
Who looks exactly like Poe Dameron.
The guy who looks exactly like Poe Dameron, yeah.
That's Biggs Darklighter.
Oh.
No, it's not really.
Okay.
People are saying it's Biggs, you know, Biggs in the original Star Wars, who's Luke's mate.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But it couldn't be. For one, Biggs is a pilot. And also, you'd think he'd know about the Death Star.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because he went on this weird raid or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But that's Cassian Willix. That's his rumored to be his name.
Okay.
Yeah. But it could just be Poe Dameron. It's father.
Oh, yeah.
What if...
Yes?
These guys could... There's actually a Poe Dameron comic.
Uh-huh.
And they're both resistance fighters, his parents. So I guess these could be his parents.
We're making links where there are probably no links.
Well, I'd rather it be that than everyone's like, it's clearly Ray's mother because they're both women.
Right.
But I'd say that would be more likely. I'd rather it not be.
Yeah.
But apparently they've also, Daisy Ridley and Felicity Jones also share the same stunt double.
Huh.
Yeah. So that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because they're both, you know, they look about the same size and hair color.
Sure.
They look about the same hair color, don't they?
They look about the same hair color.
Yeah.
The stunt double would be good at hopping over like old ruined AT-ATs and stuff.
That's right.
Be great, yeah.
Is it AT-AT or AT-AT, Mason?
I say AT-AT.
Why?
Fewer syllables.
What do you
I mean, now that I have to explain it, all the syllables I've saved over my life by saying AT-AT instead of AT-AT, they're just dribbling away.
What about, how do you say ATST?
ATST.
But why do you say that one like that?
What if I, what about AT-STAT?
That wouldn't be. It'd be AT-STER.
AT-STER.
I mentioned this, but apparently the official pronunciation is AT-AT.
Great,
but
good.
It doesn't matter, does it?
No.
Or does it matter deeply?
I mean, it matters now, because now I'm going to have to recoup all these lost syllables that I'm using now to explain why I say AT-AT and not AT-AT.
Do you think there's enough in this trailer to give the sense to people who don't know anything about Star Wars what's going on?
No.
I agree.
I discussed this with Steele, and he's like, oh, Mon Mothma, they'll know.
It's not
and
enough.
I'm like, not enough.
Yeah.
He's like, well, people who own, he was saying, like, people who own the DVDs will go, oh, that's Mon Mothma. I don't think they will.
I don't think so.
I don't think anybody's going to make that connection.
Yeah.
You're wrong, Steele. If you're listening to this, you're wrong.
Everyone tell Steele he's wrong on Twitter.
Please.
I have shown, I like to do this thing where, like, I show people who don't like this stuff, like, trailers and be like, what do you think of that?
Uh-huh.
And the reaction was, oh, that looks cool. But there was a bit of kind of like, who is this? What?
Right. People are like, why are they building a third Death Star?
There wasn't that. It was more kind of like, when is this set?
Okay.
Kind of thing.
But did you say, when do you think this is set? Or did they ask you?
I can't remember.
Okay.
Something
That's
happened.
Crucial information.
I stayed up all night, all right, making that weird video, all right?
Right.
It's what am I?
Well.
It's kind of weird and...
All right, great. Well, let's get back into it.
Okay. Yeah.
So Mon Mothma, you were saying, is...
Yes.
There's a Mon Mothma in episode 3.
No.
Oh.
there's a deleted Mon Mothma in episode three. Okay. Yeah, they're from a deleted scene.
Which means that she's really old.
Who? The actress?
No, Mon Mothma.
Yeah, she would be. Okay. Well, it's because there's 20 years between Revenge of the Sith and, or 19 years between Revenge of the Sith and New Hope.
Well, she looks great.
She does. Yeah, I don't think she looks close enough in age to the Return of the Jedi Mon Mothma, if anything.
Right, yeah.
Because Return of the Jedi Mon Mothma's like maybe 50, maybe, yeah, okay. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, look, good on them. They've bloody gone out of their way, haven't they, to get a bloody Mon Mothma.
Well, we need some bridging characters.
Exactly.
I was hoping for Ackbar.
Me too.
We can't have everything.
Well, Ackbar is apparently a shuttle pilot for Tarkin. That was canon. That's not anymore.
Okay.
But yeah.
And he was also some sort of...
fish, yes.
Moving
he's like
on.
Earthworm, he's like Earthworm Jim. He's just a fish and the
in a robot
in
suit.
In a robot suit, yeah.
But they've given him weird fish hands?
I don't know why. I don't know. All right. Star Wars, man.
Yeah, I guess weird. That's funny. Funny universe.
Exactly.
Isn't he also like a spaceship designer or something?
Yeah, something like that. He's some kind of master. Well, he was. I don't know what he is now. Oh, the actor died, voiced him. 93, man.
Wow.
I can't believe he did it for the last one as well. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
It's probably what did him in.
Yeah.
All the bouncing about. All the flapping of hands.
No, he wasn't in the thing. He just did.
Just looking at it on set. Probably terrified him to death. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've got Jin.
Yeah.
What's her deal is my question, I guess, initially.
Well, I think that her father was the one who created the Death Star, who doesn't look like we see him in the trailer.
Her father created the Death Star?
Yeah, or he designed it.
Ooh.
Or is the chief architect or something. Even though we see a hologram of the Death Star in Attack of the Clones.
Yes.
Dooku's like, I have to get these plans for the new battle station to the Emperor. Uh-huh. And then he turns it on and the audience are like, oh my God, it's a Death Star. Oh my God. Who fucking cares? Oh my God.
Hang on, I'm just going to adjust my seat.
Oh yeah, the cushion slid right out. Do you know why? That's a bloody...
That's a fold-out bed,
mate. Yeah. So if you ever want to stay the night...
Why have I never done this in a fold-out? Like, done the podcast in the fold-out bed?
Because I'd have to get the sheets.
Yeah, that's true. And I'm very sensitive. I'm like, oh, is this Egyptian cotton? Oh, no.
What's the thread count?
So you think she's related to... I was under the impression... I got the sense that she was just some sort of street tough.
I think she is, but I think that's a part of her
destiny.
Well, destiny.
Ugh.
That's part of her reaction to her father being imperial, or at least being forced to be imperial.
Okay.
The original guy who designed the Death Star,
Admiral Ackbar, her father.
Ackbar, yes, I can't remember what his name was. He turns up in Darksaber. Remember that book where he designs like a different one for the
and Crix Maydeen has to get in there and sacrifice, make the sacrifice.
That's right. The ultimate warrior.
Crix Maydeen.
But, so I think that's...
Looks like he should be in like an off-Broadway production of Hair. Crix Maydeen. Just as somebody's dad.
So, but apparently he turns, or there's rumor that he turns, like he's not really... He's got that Oppenheimer moment where he's like, oh, what have I done?
Right.
I've made like the worst thing ever. Uh-huh. That's right. Building a giant space station
called the Death Star.
Yeah, that shoots a laser that disposes of a planet.
Look,
yeah.
we're gonna need you to build something called the Death Star. We just thought about it in marketing. We figured, if you can make it the size of a moon and it could blow up a planet, he's like, yeah, great. This will look great on my resume. Look, we can't pay you, but well, if you want to do it for the exposure, and he's like, oh, real good. And they put it together, and he's like.
Wait.
Oh, now that I've seen the sense of scale.
When the dish slid in, it suddenly clicked.
Yes. Oh, I've done. I've made a mistake here.
So, yeah.
So your assumption is that she has left her father and then she's gone out into the real world and she's gotten all sorts of, she's gotten into all sorts of trouble.
I think she's doing like all sorts of minor imperial scraps.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think that's why, and they call on her because of that, but also because she'd probably have knowledge of the Empire and also have a connection with her father.
Oh, okay.
And maybe the father's already reached out and said, hey, I want to do something. So they send her as like an emissary or to get him out or whatever.
Okay.
And then they have to transmit his brain or whatever.
Okay.
That's what they do at Star Wars, isn't it?
Yeah, they do that. Bit of that.
It's pretty good.
I am going to say... I don't know. I'm. My assumption is she's unrelated.
You reckon she's Luke Skywalker's sister? That's
no! Stop making links, everybody! God! Tired of it. I was going to say she's some sort of street tough, but Mon Mothma sees something in her.
But why her? Why would they take her, of all people, and drag her to this remote base that nobody's supposed to know?
Because of this weird hover tank fight.
That, I think that happens later.
Oh.
Because you see...
Because it happens later in the trailer?
No, because...
You've been tricked.
No, because you see the dude Willix with
okay.
one of the shots.
All right.
So, yeah.
All right.
What do you think of that?
I'm confused now, but it's all right. We'll just barrel on. We'll keep going.
Just roll on through.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, but you think they've just picked her up.
Yeah, randomly. I think they've seen a skill set in her.
Yeah.
It would be good for stealing Death Star plans.
Hitting people with a nightstick.
Maybe she steals something from them. And they're like,
yeah.
We've caught you, but maybe you'd be good at stealing something more important from a much larger military force. And if you don't, who cares?
Forrest Whitaker turns up.
Yes, he does.
Talking about...
Surprise, I didn't know who's in this.
Didn't you really?
No.
Yeah. No,
he probably mentioned it dozens of times on the show, and I've gone, great. Great.
Do you think he enhances things that he's in, or do you just think Battlefield Earth?
No, I think Ghost Dog.
I've never seen Ghost
really
Dog.
Good.
I've heard it's really
Ghost
good, yeah.
No, I think that's, I'm positive.
Last King of Scotland as well. He's really, he's great.
Yeah.
Species. Let's name some more things.
Forrest Whitaker's house. He's in that.
Taken 3.
Yeah. Good.
Where Liam Neeson kills all those civilians in that highway pile-up.
I often find, though, like, if you get, like, an Oscar-winning, Oscar-nominated actor in one of these films, what do they get to do, really?
He puts on a weird bio suit and he's got a little breather on it.
Oh, that's true. He's really gets a chance to spread his wings.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's acting chops. I don't know. He probably doesn't need to do it. Maybe he likes Star Wars. Maybe he doesn't. Like, maybe they were just like, do you want to do this? Do you want some money? He's like, yeah, all right.
Great.
I'll take it.
Yeah, good.
I'll do it. Yeah. And Donnie Yen and Jiang Wen.
Mm-hmm.
Donnie Yen, famous martial artist man.
Yes, he is, yeah.
Blind stick fighter.
Blind stick man.
Do you think he's some kind of force guy who's got the force?
He's just good at fighting blind.
He's blind, though.
Yeah.
How good are you at fighting blind?
Great.
How good are you at fighting not blind?
I'm terrible, but I'm good at fighting blind.
That's weird.
Because I can't see my enemies, so I do not fear them anymore. You know?
Yeah, I'd have thought that maybe he's like a former Imperial Guard, like one of Palpatine's.
Oh.
Because he fights with a stick and
that's pretty
sticks.
Big. I mean, wide.
Donnie Yen.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were still talking about Forrest Whitaker.
No.
Okay, right.
No, I don't think he was.
Okay, yeah,
I think,
that makes sense.
Because they're all apparently like bounty hunters.
Yeah, okay.
But they must also have some kind of grudge against the Empire.
Yeah.
And maybe Palpatine's like, you suck, I'm blinding you, get out of here.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's just a thought. It's probably not true.
So he rose up the ranks of
the
Empire and he became...
The head honcho.
The head honcho of the ultimate evil.
Yeah.
But it took to being blinded. This is the bloody Death Star designer all over again. Look, you get a nifty red uniform and a weird force stick thing.
Yeah.
We can't pay you, but it's great exposure. And you get the red suit and...
Can't keep it.
Can't keep it.
You obviously got to pay for it. That'll come out of...
Yeah. It'll come out... Yeah, dry cleaning costs come out of your wages. He's like, this is pretty great. And then he loses his eyes and he's like, mistakes were made.
Yeah. I mean, he's pretty adept at beating up stormtroopers because they're like the best of the best.
Yeah.
There's only like a handful of them. And the only time they've really failed is when the Emperor sent them out of the room and then Darth Vader pitched him down a bloody...
That's true.
Death Star shaft.
How many Emperor's Guard... Has there been a big Emperor's Guard battle sequence?
I don't think so.
Okay.
There's a comic...
Because that's leading into Boba Fett territory.
Yeah, that's right.
They're the most elite soldiers there is.
But at least you don't ever see them do anything ridiculous.
It's true, yeah.
And you think if they're with the Emperor, they're probably pretty skilled. The other thing is the Emperor doesn't actually need them.
That's true,
He just
They're symbolic.
Them. They're symbolic, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He may as well just have mannequins in red suits.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Who's this guy?
It's your dad.
No, it's not my dad, definitely. He's got more hair than my dad.
Your dad is bald, isn't he?
Correct.
Or shaved head.
Yeah,
how come you're not bald yet?
It's Jason Statham.
Oh, yeah.
It's Jason Statham. This guy, I missed him.
Ben Mendelsohn.
No, we'll get to Ben Mendelsohn.
Benjamin Mendelsohn.
Australia's own Benjamin Mendelsohn. And this guy.
You missed it again.
It's Felicity Jones. Hang on.
I know who you mean, that guy. Yeah. I think he's just a rebel.
Mate, what's his destiny, though?
Check his ranking. I can tell you what his ranking is.
Okay, right.
Yeah. If you want. I saw that guy, but I don't think he's anybody.
You think that's just Mon Mothma's pal? It's got like a 5-point...
I think that's general. Hang on, let me just check. Rebel rankings. Let's have a look. 5-point. What colour?
Looks sort of grey.
Yeah, he's a general.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Great.
And that other dude, Willix, he's a captain.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Mm. Okay, good, good. Yeah, but I think that you also see one of those bearded old guys. You know, there's a lot of bearded old guys in the Rebellion that are like, this is the Death Star.
Yeah.
You have to do this thing.
The guys who were in, like, the cinematography department in the original.
Yeah, that's right.
And they were short of bodies, so they're like, do you want to get in the camera for a second? It's like, I'd really rather not.
You've got lines.
Oh no. Yeah, so now they're part of the canon.
That's right. They didn't have the budget for a fish man at that point until the third one.
Just a beardman.
Yeah, just a beardman. That guy actually has a name. I don't know what it is, but he's just a bearded guy with a robe who's okay, like, great. The Death Star. Use a T-16, the Whopper app. That's what Luke says. I don't know, whatever. What a dumb movie Star Wars is. Back to Tank.
Okay, here we go.
You know the bit where you see the hooded guy and he's got the two Imperial...
Who do we think those people are?
Yeah.
I'm going to say... Okay, here's my...
Whose destiny is it to be
look,
in that room?
I think the destiny of the guy in the black with the robe.
Yeah.
I think that's whoever Mads Mikkelsen is playing.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Mm. And who is in the back, in the tank.
Yeah, if it is a back to tank.
Yeah.
It has to be either the Emperor or Vader.
I think it's Vader.
Probably the Emperor, because Vader doesn't have guards.
Okay, but... No, I see where you're going with that.
What if Vader got
injured?
But is
Ian McDormand, is that his name?
I reckon he's in it. Okay. There's been nothing said about it.
Okay.
But I would be very surprised if he wasn't.
He's a ridiculous character.
The Emperor?
Yeah.
What about in all the movies that he's in?
He's still ridiculous.
If you put him in, like... It depends how you use him.
Yeah.
If he's not, like, doing flips and stuff.
Yeah.
He's not so bad.
I guess.
He's good in... Like, I think he's one of the best parts of the prequel, but you're saying he wouldn't fit this story.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also, if he's in this... Again, I feel like they're getting better at not ruining the idea of Star Wars as a continuing... Like, serial.
Right, right.
So if you put him in Rogue One...
Yeah.
That spoils
right.
his appearance in Return of the Jedi and Empire.
Sure.
Yeah, so...
But apparently this one's going to be very Vader-heavy as well.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe Vader gets, like, real, like, fucked up, and that's him in
that's
the tank.
That's right, yeah. Look, I feel that maybe the... He's been sent as an agent of the Emperor.
Yeah.
And so he sent the Imperial Guard with him.
Yeah.
Just to be like...
Keep an eye on this bloke.
Yeah, and also, yeah. I mean, I guess, because they seem to be adding in little bits of expanded universe stuff.
Yeah,
I guess that could be the Emperor's rejuvenation, like a rejuvenation chamber or like...
I thought something like that
as well.
He's
getting some clone bits put back on or something.
I mentioned, because there's a lot of, like, mist.
Yep.
Like, if it's some kind of cryo booth.
Okay, yeah.
Because in Revenge of the Sith, he's like... We can find out how to live forever, Anakin. And Anakin's
that's
like,
true.
Cool, what do I have to do? And he's like, just kill all the kids.
Kill the kids. Can slash them to bits.
Not a problem.
I can't pay you, but it'll be great for the exposure. Just kill a whole bunch of kids. No, I think it's Vader.
Yeah.
I think this may even be like his first time back in action since Attack of the Clones, maybe.
No, because he does it. Yes,
not Attack of the Clones.
Revenge of the Sith. No, because he goes and kills a whole lot of Jedi in between.
Oh, okay, right.
And
right.
You see him in like he's in Rebels.
Oh, okay,
and all that
right.
Kind of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he's been severely wounded in that.
Yes.
And he's being put back together in the tank.
I would love to see in this movie a scene where Vader goes and kills a whole bunch of people, but then they like fuck him up, like,
okay.
And it's not like a Jedi. It's just like a whole lot of. Troopers, just like
with machine
piling
guns.
On him, yeah,
yeah,
and you know, there's
you can't
like,
stop that many blasts.
No, and there's like just bits coming off his armor
right.
and whatever.
Uh-huh.
There's an awesome like the Force Awakens games are not great, especially the second one.
Yeah,
but the story is well, the first one in particular is really good.
And there's an opening sequence.
There's an opening sequence. Is there?
Yeah, where you play as Darth Vader.
Oh
right
yeah,
at
yeah,
start.
That's true. But there's also a bit at the end where you play as Starkiller and you fight Vader,
uh-huh.
and he like knocks his helmet off.
Ooh.
And you're like, he's just walking around. He's got
his weird little peanut face.
Yeah, he's a weird
his little jelly bean head.
So I'd love to see a bit of that.
Yeah, okay.
Where like you see him kind of come apart.
But he's still a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah.
But he's fighting like waves of people.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be great.
How
yeah, okay.
good would that be?
That would be great.
Yeah. Because there was also a comic recently called Vader Down,
uh-huh.
where Vader goes down on a planet after being hit.
Uh-huh.
Luke Skywalker's ship.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. You've mentioned
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and he kills a whole lot of rebels.
Uh-huh.
And it's amazing. It's
okay,
really
right.
good. So I want to see something like that.
Mm.
I think as well, I think that would also, him in a battle would also play to, you could do a whole lot of interesting stuff with scale with him because he is this imposing, powerful
yes.
force.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he's not like 10 feet tall.
Right.
But you could shoot it in a way where everybody's just Where it's kind of like a Godzilla moment where he's coming in and everyone's just like,
He's not 10 feet tall, but you want him to seem 10 feet
tall. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, absolutely. Like he's just like, he's, you know, more monster than man or whatever.
That'd be great.
Or more machine than man.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you think he's upset because he got his legs cut off and he rolled into fire on his arms? Do you think that's probably why he's upset?
Probably why he's upset with Obi-Wan Kenobi, but maybe not everybody else. He's probably pretty chill generally.
I know, it doesn't strike me as chill. I'd like to see, you know what I'd like to see?
I'd like to see a red lightsaber again.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Oh yeah, we didn't get, oh no, we got one in the last one.
Oh yeah, we did too.
Yeah.
Like a proper one.
A proper one. Like a real one. Like a real Dooku curved
one. Yeah, like a classic Dooku lightsaber. It's a real crisp, clean one.
Have you seen when they've gotten Rebels? The Inquisitors.
They're like helicopter blades.
Oh, I see my thing again.
Like,
yeah.
I've only seen them in your video, but
that was a one-off where they could fly with them, but
They could fly with them.
Yeah, I know. It's the dumbest thing about that episode. I didn't love this season.
How far can they fly?
Pretty far as I want, mate. Ooh. How far can you fly?
Pretty far.
Well, further than
I'm
you.
I'm the son of Jason Statham, so...
That's it. Could you fly further if you're blind? I bet you can.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. But,
don't fear landing.
That's right.
Or the birds of the sky.
Yeah. I'd recommend, even if people haven't seen Rebels, just watch that last episode, the last two episodes of this season.
Because they're good or because they're
bad? Because they're good, because they've got a lot of Vader in them, which is really interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they kind of... There's like a, especially for like the Clone Wars TV series, it ties into that a lot as well. Yeah. But it's definitely worth watching.
Let's talk about Benjamin Mendelsohn.
Yes.
Australia's own son. Australia's own Ben Mendelsohn. He's going to be ours unless he does something weird or bad in Hollywood.
Yep.
In which case, we'll get rid of him. He's from New Zealand or something, or England. Where are his parents from? Who knows?
Yeah. So he looks, I don't think he's Thrawn.
No, because Thrawn is blue.
Yes.
That's probably...
He's real blue. Yeah. But yeah.
What if he changes colour slightly?
Like he gets mad or he falls into a pit of blue?
Or like he eats like a peanut and it goes down the wrong way?
And his eyes bulge and
go
red.
It's the episode 3 moment for the Emperor, except the cause of his transformation is he eats a peanut and it goes down the wrong way.
Oh, that would be incredible.
That'd be good, right?
But, yeah, he
looks... Just have to people leave the cinema going, what? But also, why would Thrawn... it doesn't matter.
No, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, why would Thrawn be a player before the end of Return of the Jedi?
Well, Thrawn was around before.
Oh.
Yeah, he was the best tactician or whatever, but...
Oh, okay, right.
But
right.
Also, because he was an alien...
Yep.
That kind of hindered a lot of his... Like, the Emperor knew how clever he was.
Hindered his employment.
Exactly.
Opportunities.
He was more doing it for the exposure.
Yeah, he was doing it for the exposure. But he knew that he'd never get anywhere.
No, he's
so mad.
Yeah, but... Yeah. So, but he's a great character.
Yeah.
But I think this guy will definitely have elements of Thrawn.
Yeah, he's some of the pieces of Expanded Universe thrown in here.
Minus the peanut.
For now. I guess.
Yeah, so it's... Because he's got that kind of... flowy white kind of cloak. You know, the Thrawn had the white uniform. They're also the same rank.
Yep.
He's got a pistol, which is interesting. Yeah. And it looks like he's kind of a more hands-on-y kind of guy because you see him down on the surface.
It looks like Princess Leia's sporting pistol from the opening sequence of episode 4.
Yeah.
Maybe he's like some sort of Elizabethan era gentleman.
Oh.
Like Victorian era gentleman.
Delightful.
You know, duels and such.
Yes.
Pistol duels.
Yeah. I think he's a rank below Tarkin though.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think he's but he's got a sweeter uniform.
Sweet uniform. Doesn't care if it gets a little damp around the edges.
Certainly not. Do you think
think there's a good dry cleaner on the Death Star?
There's probably
a whole bunch.
Yeah.
There's probably a dry cleaning district.
What's it? Yeah, I'd love to see like an actual because they've done the cross-section before.
Yeah.
But I want to see, the recent one.
When you say they've done the cross-section before, do you mean, the action figure playset?
Yeah, it just opens up and it's got, four levels.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like the Technodrome.
Yeah.
But no, I'd love to see, the whatever the new cross-section kind of is. And I want to see inside it. Apparently, part of this movie was filmed at, I think it was Jubilee Underground in London. There's a bit where they're running through... And you see the Alan Tudyk robot.
That looked like a subway station.
Apparently it is a subway station. Somebody pointed that to me. I think Jubilee, they said specifically.
Okay.
You've been to London.
I haven't.
Oh, you should.
Okay, fine.
Good.
God.
Yeah. That's all right. That's pretty good.
Okay, good.
But
shout out to all our London listeners. It's all right. I've never been. So I've been. It's all right.
No, I loved it. Actually, it's pretty great. But yeah. So
I think they just flash mobbed the station.
It seems that way.
This is going to be fun, guys. Let's do it.
Do you love a flash mob?
No.
Me neither.
I saw one recently and it was...
You were at it.
No, like no, you're... I saw a video of it.
Oh, okay.
And it was, wasn't a flash mob, but it was like an improv everywhere prank thing.
Right.
Where it was like, they got a whole bunch of sets of twins.
Yeah.
And they pretended it was a time travel thing.
Right.
But it was a fun idea, but like, just because you get a pair of twins, it doesn't mean they're good actors necessarily.
Right, right.
I think people were more confused than they were.
Just like, what's
happening? Yeah. What are they talking about?
I saw the guy, the comedian who had the wildly inappropriate books he was reading on the public subway.
Oh,
I
sure,
was,
yeah.
Thought that was pretty funny. Okay, I saw that link to that one you're talking about and I went,
not for me.
Not for me.
Yeah, okay, yeah. That's fair. Yeah.
So if you, in that shot though, you see what's his name, Willicks, is wearing like moth pants or Captain General. He's wearing like
Imperial Officer pants. Oh, that was that's very specific. Pants.
Yeah. Because they got that, he's got the boots and like, you know, the bow-legged.
Yeah, okay, right.
What's
okay.
that called? You're a clothing
like a jodhpur.
A jodhpur.
It's a jodhpur.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
God, you know a lot about clothes.
It's a jodhpur. Anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not super jodhpur-y, but I see where you're going with it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's running.
Yeah, he's running.
I bet
yeah.
if he stopped, it'd be more jodhpur-y.
More jodhpur-y. Yeah, okay.
What the hell is happening up there, man? A lot of banging about.
A lot of banging
about. That's all
about.
I'm saying. Yeah.
No, okay. Yeah, so you think that is probably, that could potentially be... It's part of a heist.
Yeah.
He's in there.
I think it is. And he's, because behind them, the robot, the Alan Tudyk robot, is apparently former Imperial. And it's got that kind of marking on its.
Oh, it's got a Stormtrooper marking.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think that's where it's at.
Yeah.
So they're going in to be like. And you see her in the end in an Imperial outfit.
Yeah.
So that doesn't. That outfit that she's in isn't specific to anything. It's kind of
it looks like a TIE fighter.
It looks like a TIE fighter. It looks like, you know, the gunners.
Yep. Okay.
The guys that pull the levers, they go boom.
Yeah.
Those guys.
This is going to be great for the exposure. Oh, no, we're all dead. The trailer seems to imply that that's her turning to the dark side.
Yeah, I don't
think it is. I think that's just a shot of... I feel that's the good luck shot.
Right.
Like, she's put on... Like, they're in the Death Star. Is this heist taking place on the Death Star?
I think it will be.
Okay.
I'm hoping it is.
So the plans for the Death Star are on the Death Star?
I guess they are.
Okay, good.
I mean, unless they're on a second Death Star. Well, they are building one, aren't they?
Yeah, that's true.
They really made a mistake by including the Death Star at the end of Revenge of the Sith. Because then it's like, well, it's 19 years to build it. And then the next one they built in like 3. Unless they started it like, you know, 3 years after they started the first one.
That's a good point.
You see what I'm saying?
Maybe they started at the same time, but the second one's bigger, right?
Yeah.
So... Took 3 more years.
That's a good point, Mason.
Yeah.
But they still didn't finish it.
That's true.
Well, I guess the first one exploded and everyone was on it, so.
Yeah. All the staff and such.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel that's her, like, she's put on the uniform.
Yeah.
And then it's like, now we've got to go our separate ways and do our different Death Star things. Good luck.
Yeah.
Like, okay. That look says,
sure.
Good luck to you as well.
Yeah. Do you want to see the same spots in the Death Star, the same 3 corridors we saw in the last one? In the New Hope, or do you want to see
more corridors?
More corridors.
I think we're going to have to see a classic
more turbo lifts.
We're going to have to see a classic corridor so we know what's up.
It's a big place, though.
Yeah,
and there's more than one hangar bay, presumably.
Do you want to see like some sort of shower room? That's all the stormtroopers, and they're all showering in a
but
line.
Wearing
helmets. Their helmets are still on. Yeah, yeah. Gotta make. I still feel they should make one of these wacky.
There's a
Spaceball style.
There's a comic called. They're making another Spaceballs.
Yeah, I know.
There's a comic called Tag and Bink something. Uh-huh. It's basically they're two rebel like low level ranking rebel guys who infiltrate the Death Star by accident, and they're all the famous stormtroopers from Star Wars by accident.
Oh.
Like they're the ones that it's not canon, obviously.
No, this
not
is anymore. This is Lion King 2.5.
Exactly.
It's I was gonna say it's Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead, but it's.
Tag and Big something
yeah,
something.
Yeah.
And like the you know when Chewbacca's like when Han Solo's getting about to get carbonite and he's just like knocking stormtroopers, like they're those stormtroopers.
Oh, okay.
They're the ones that like where Obi-Wan kind of tricks on the Death Star, you know, where he's turning down the.
Is this a real comic or a web comic?
No, it's a real comic.
Is it still canonical?
Yeah, you can download it. Oh, no, it's not canonical. Tag and Bink are dead, that's what it's called. Yeah.
See, there you go. It's Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead.
Rosencrantz and Guildenstern.
Yeah.
Brian
They're
Cranston.
The two supporting characters from bloody Hamlet. They show up intermittently to try and kill, like, they're variously tasked to kill Hamlet or keep him busy or one
yeah.
and then they're like, and then they're just dead at the end. they're killed off camera. It's embarrassing for them. But Timon and Pumbaa are the same.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Except, they're dead at the end as well, aren't they?
Yeah.
Run
over on a freeway.
I think The Lion King is set in modern day.
Ooh.
Or the 90s or whatever it was. Because there's a Timon and Pumbaa TV series and they go into like, I remember seeing they're in like a chef's kitchen. And he's like, oh, and he's
get you, kid. Yeah.
Cut them up with butcher's knives or whatever.
And I imagine the promo image there like doing some shade tipping with wearing cool shades. Okay, so what is that called?
Tag and Bink are Dead.
Okay, right.
Yeah, it's on Comixology. I love it. So bloody get into it. AT-AT.
The AT-ATs.
The AT-ATs. Yeah, what do you think of that?
They look great.
Yeah. Good sense of scale.
Good sense of scale. And we mentioned this. You mentioned this on your appearance on Steel Wars, and I mentioned it just earlier. You get a moment where you're like, are they going to turn?
Yeah.
What's going to happen here?
I think they can, like, shoulder pivot.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I think that, because, you know, I don't think we really see it, but there's a bit where one of them kind of braces in Empire Strikes Back and it shoots down one of the snow speeders. Uh-huh. It kind of does like a weird kind of stance, like a sideways kind of stance, uh-huh. and then like goes, pew, pew, and it goes, ah, I'm dying. My life, all my family will forget me. Ah. You know,
that moment. Yeah, good. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Do you know Dash Rendar's in that fight?
Dash Rendar.
Dash Rendar.
The Dash Rendar.
The Dash Rendar.
From the thing that I'm thinking of.
Shadows of the Empire. Ah. Video game, comic, TV series. Huh. I mean, not TV series, book.
Mm.
That's still my favorite Star Wars book.
Right.
Mm. What are we doing? What else is there? Anything else?
Yeah, AT-ATs. They're at the beach, which is nice.
Something different.
Yeah, something different.
So we know they can go on the beach and they can go on the snow.
Great.
Do you think it's going to be like a Saving Private Ryan-esque kind of...
It seems
storm
a little
the
bit that way.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. I'm going back to Ben Mendelsohn. What do you think his deal is? Let's call him Bendelsohn from now on.
Yeah.
Let's call him Australia's own Bendelsohn. We'll save some syllables and then we'll add some more in.
That's right.
Waste everyone's time.
Yeah.
What do you think his deal is? Because he's an admiral who's going down onto ground level. What's going on?
I don't know. I mean, he's...
Do you think he's a tough guy or not a tough guy?
I think he's a tough guy. Okay. I think, well, he's different. Do you know what I mean? Because a lot of them are just like stuffy and sitting in rooms.
Well, you never see him outside of the boardroom.
No, exactly.
The Death Star boardroom.
And like Vader's obviously different than that because he'll run the gauntlet.
But it's a very Vader-esque shot.
Yeah, I think it is.
He's just sort of striding into this battlefield.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I guess it looks...
Like there's no one...
Yeah,
there's
post-battle.
But he's not flanked by anybody either.
No, that's
like,
true. And it looks post-battle, but at the same time, maybe there's stuff happening just over...
Yeah,
the top of the
that's right, exactly.
Crashed ship.
Yeah.
So, I reckon he's a tough guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or at least fearless.
Remember that episode of The Simpsons?
Yes.
Where Homer gets in trouble with the Yakuza?
Yes.
And there's the one little guy with the white suit?
Yeah.
He's like, what's this guy going to do?
Yeah, he's just
same
standard,
vibe.
Same vibe,
what's
he
going to do? He's in the little white uniform.
Yeah.
What's his deal?
Well, we don't hear him say anything. He doesn't do anything, but he looks... Yeah. He's only in those two shots, but he looks very threatening.
That's a little bit Nemesis-y.
Nemesis-y?
Nemesis.
The
Mark Miller's Nemesis.
Yeah, yeah, okay, sure. Yeah, yeah. I can see that. Mm. Yeah, because of the white.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Mm. Mm.
Yes.
I'm all for this. Anything else? I think that's it.
We get some Death Troopers. We get Poe Dameron guy. He's in shackles.
I think that's Poe Dameron's dad.
I don't think it is Poe Dameron's dad. I think it's just a random guy. We get some troopers that are in weird shades of beige.
Yes.
In that subway scene.
I think they're called Scarab Troopers
or
something.
Yeah, okay, yeah. See, we got some, they're sort of scout troopery looking. There's some hover tank troopers.
Because in every Star Wars movie, they introduce a new form of stormtrooper.
Yeah.
Like in the first one, you see the regular ones.
Yep.
And then you see like the variations of Imperial.
Karate chop.
Karate chop action.
Yep.
Second one, you get snow troopers.
Yep.
And the third one, Return of the Jedi, you get
scout
troopers.
Yeah.
So, and then you also get the clones and whatever in there. Mm. And the other ones. But so I think we're just getting some
collect
more
them all.
Get every one of them.
Build a different helmet. Do it.
Yeah. But it'd be nice to see some competent stormtroopers.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
For once.
What else? When is the next teaser coming out? We don't know.
Probably Celebration in July.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Oh, maybe. I don't know, because Disney are now moving away from Comic-Con to make... So a glass of water.
Yeah, that's my glass of water.
Did it fall on anything? Except for the ground?
Some circuitry.
Is there anything down there?
Probably not important.
Is there anything down there?
Nope.
Good stuff. Yeah. Well done.
I mean, assorted man cave. A lot of Monster energy drink.
Are they empty cans though?
Yeah, obviously.
Oh, that's fine then.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah. The big ones.
The big ones. I drank one of them once. I wasn't right for like a week.
Yeah.
Don't drink them. I'd steer away from all that garbage. What were you saying?
Monster rehab's pretty good, but they don't make it here anymore.
Why not? Because it killed too many people.
Probably. I think we've covered everything.
Yeah.
I mean, out of order and probably frustrating for the listeners, but...
That's what we do
here.
What
can you do?
Mm. Now, all in all, would you say this looks fantastic and amazing?
Yeah, I'm excited.
Oh, no, what was I going to say?
Yeah.
Sorry, Marvel and Disney are moving away from Comic-Con.
Uh-huh.
Last year they weren't there. They had like a smaller panels, I think.
D23, is that what they call it?
They're doing D23 now, which is in London this year.
Uh-huh.
Which I may be going to. I'm thinking about it. That flight, the flight, man. It's so far.
What do you think? I was going to say, what do you think about this guy who's like the weapons guy?
Oh, the what's his name? Jiang Wen.
What do you think? What do you think he's packing there?
It looks like a flamethrower.
Yeah,
on his back.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Yeah. Think he'll have some thermal detonators.
I hope he does.
Have we ever seen those deployed ever?
No.
They've always been threatened. And we see them in Dark Forces, the video game.
But they don't pack quite the punch.
They're a little bit weedy.
Yeah.
Like when you see it in Return of the Jedi, you're like, that'll
clear a room.
That'll level a Jabba's palace.
A Jabba's palace.
So I want to see this guy just hurling them willy nilly.
I think it looks like, I feel like that guy's going to take down an AT-AT or AT-AT.
Just by himself.
Yeah.
Great.
Because he's that kind of guy.
Yeah, right?
He's
he might have to be several, though, because you've got to raise the stakes.
Right.
Because Luke took down a couple.
If they're in a row, you can just knock down one. Luke took down one.
Yeah, true.
No, did he? Yeah, he did. He only took down one. He tried to loop-de-loop one, but he got knocked down. I think Wedge took out the other one.
Oh, okay, right.
Because Wedge is the best.
Wedge is pretty good.
I don't remember. I might be wrong. But also...
no way of knowing.
No. Yeah, so look, if they're in a row, you hit one, they're probably going to... It's the domino effect, isn't
it? Absolutely,
Can you imagine one of those things getting up?
No, they couldn't. That's
true. That's right.
Like a T-Rex.
Like a T-Rex.
Just flaily little legs. Or maybe they've got some sort of like...
Like a jet boost?
Like a jet boost.
Mm.
Mm.
The way that, I think they, the way they're deploying, they're
They've got some sort of, like, there's like a help beacon and the other ones come and help them up.
Oh, right.
They just converge and then just sort of lift them up.
I know they just shoot them into the planet, so they'd have to, they must be in like some kind of capsule.
Yeah, okay.
Because you see that in Empire Strikes Back, you see them land.
Yeah.
And then you see them walking, you don't see what happens in between.
Yeah.
Probably they're all helping each other up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Mm.
Are they intended to... I guess they're all intended to survive all the way to the end.
I guess
is the idea that they just go in a straight line and then they're picked up on the other side?
I guess so. They just clear...
Yeah, okay.
Clear the way and then, clear the way for all the moths.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Now, look, what are you saying? It looks great, right?
Yeah,
you more excited for this than Force Awakens?
Well, I guess I am
because...
I like the Force Awakens.
Yeah,
What?
Sure.
So my expectations are...
Exceedingly high.
Yes, so and nothing could ever let them down.
I'm just excited to see something different.
Yeah.
And I know it's still like, there's a Death Star and there's AT-ATs or whatever, but this feels very different. I'm hoping it is.
Mm.
And just something other outside. This is, there have been movies outside of the Star Wars kind of main story before.
There's Caravan of Courage
and the Ewok Adventure. And then there was a 2008 Clone Wars movie, which is total garbage.
Oh, good.
And I guess you could count the Christmas special.
For sure.
It's not really a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's... I'd see something from this perspective and where there's no Jedi.
Yep.
Where, you know, there's not going to be a dropship of 30 Jedi and Yoda come in and save the day. It's going to be like, there's danger all around, mate.
Yeah.
And if you're a regular person, too bad.
Yeah.
You don't have a destiny, you're dead.
That's right. And, like, we don't... We obviously know the Death Star plans get to the Rebels.
Yeah.
But we don't know who in this survives. Could be all of them. Could be none of them.
Could be none of them.
Yeah.
Do you think we'll get, if this does well, we'll get a sequel that where they steal the plans for the second Death Star?
Rogue Two?
Yeah.
Electric Boogaloo?
Electric Boogaloo. Yeah. Do you think that would be a thing that they would make?
No.
We need you again, Felicity Jones.
You thought you're out, but we dragged you back in.
Well, you know you did that one pro bono.
Yeah, we for the exposure. But for this one, we can offer you a $50. 50 galactic
credits.
50 credits. 50 galactic credits.
Yeah.
Mm.
And some
and
share-
a box of JediFuel.com.
some shares in a Toshi station.
Yeah.
Franchise.
Ah.
Yeah.
Look what you get in here. You get some power converters in the box. You get a thermal detonator replica bottle opener. You get other things.
A really
that are great.
Tiny t-shirt.
Tiny t-shirt.
Yeah. That's it. So I know that would be kind of tacky to be like, Rogue 2, and they're going to steal the plans again.
Rogue about.
And also the Emperor gave up the plans to the second Death Star.
Yes, as a trap.
Intentionally.
Mm.
It was a trap.
In many ways it was a trap, wasn't it?
In all ways it was a trap.
Yeah.
But I think it would also be interesting if, this is getting way ahead, that like if the end of that, if they did a sequel, where you see, he hands it over and he's like, I don't even care. Here, take it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like he's that's his end game.
Wow.
Like
yeah.
he's just been playing everybody the whole time.
That would yeah. Okay.
Little did he know he would be thrown into the center of a Death Star.
That's very true.
Little did he know.
Although, see, that's the thing though. Like that would work.
Mm.
That would work in a sequel.
Yeah,
I think. But given that we know that all the main characters in Return of the Jedi pretty much survive and it's fine.
Yeah,
it doesn't really fly so much.
Right, right.
Like if
we know we know who survives in the first one though, in all of them. Lando gets through.
That's true. But I mean, like, more in the sense of, like, that would be a great ending if they fought through all this, you know, all the mayhem.
Yeah.
And they were like, we've got to get these plans. And at the end...
It's just the Emperor in a room. And he's like, here you go.
Here
and he
go.
Gives it on the floppy disk.
Yeah.
It's 83.
Yeah, on reel-to-reel tape.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think that I have that much of an impact. But maybe, who knows?
Yeah.
My favourite part of this, the teaser trailer is right at the end, after the trailer ends.
Oh, the Mark Hamill.
And there's this Force for Change campaign.
Yeah.
There it is right there.
Yeah.
And it's just Mark Hamill with this dead-eyed expression.
Yeah.
He never changes it.
You should watch that.
Is it funny?
Yeah, it's pretty funny, yeah.
Okay,
it's
does he good. Change his expression or does he not at any
Yeah,
point?
He does a moment where he's like, oh, I didn't know I was allowed to say anything in this.
Oh, okay, okay, that's fun. It's pretty fun, isn't it? Yeah.
Now, Mason, don't get too ahead of yourself loving yourself sick on this Rogue One and potential Rogue Two.
Why not?
Because I'm going to tell you who wrote it.
Oh, no. Is it somebody who wrote like a Pierce Brosnan, James Bond film or something?
No, look, it's not that bad. Look, so the first one, Gary R. Whittier, W-H-I-T-T-A,
mm-hmm.
Whitter? I don't know. He wrote The Book of Eli,
uh-huh.
which where it turned out he was blind and it was the Bible.
Great. Oh, yeah, Braille. Yeah, that one's no good.
Spoiler alert. The Walking...
It does have a similar vibe though, like this...
Blind guys?
Blind guys, yeah. We got to get the blind guy.
The Walking Dead game, which is apparently really good.
Oh,
the Telltale ones?
Yeah, they were always good.
But he also did After Earth.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I don't think that matters, though.
That's
I mean, what do you think ruined that movie, the script or the ego of everybody involved?
Yeah, it was that second one.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, like this... Like, they obviously want talented directors on board for these Star Wars films.
Yeah.
But I think maybe for the side ones, they're just like... Here's the whiteboard.
Mm.
Here's what we're going to do in this film.
Yep.
Do not step outside of these.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Exactly.
You know?
Otherwise, you won't get this job.
Yeah. Like, Rogue One
won't get the exposure.
Exactly. Rogue One is not intended to sort of build the...
Universe?
No, it's not.
Expand on the mythology?
Yeah, it's not meant to do
on
that.
On the Skywalker side of things.
Yeah, like, it's not meant to, build this... Help build the new epic.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, we've got to slot in a storyline... In between these two, so yep. Here's what we need.
Right.
We have to get the Death Star plans from A to B.
Yep.
You have to hit these points and that's it. So
exactly. Yeah.
Be fine.
Awesome.
I'm gonna have fun.
Chris White's. He's
gonna
be a
bit more wacky though. If I'm.
You want more wackiness?
A little bit more.
But this is a different one.
Maybe Alan Tudyk's pretty, wacky.
I bet he is.
Yeah, he's probably wacky.
But
I reckon he is. What do you think his robot personality is?
It's kind of a dick.
Okay. Here's what I think.
Yeah.
I reckon he's gonna be. Annoying like C-3PO, but he's got the wit to back it up.
Right, right.
Like he's the alpha C-3PO.
There's a character like that in the Darth Vader comic. There's like a evil C-3PO R2-D2 combination.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
But yeah, so potentially. He might be a bit like Proxy in Force Awakens.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so we'll see.
Did you
play those? I don't know.
No.
The other writer, Chris White.
I played the first one for a bit.
Yeah. He did Ants.
Yep.
With a Z.
Great.
Nutty Professor 2, The Clumps.
Sure.
The Golden Compass.
Apparently that's quite good.
I don't believe it.
That was intended as like a new franchise, but it didn't take off.
Because it wasn't very good.
Probably.
He also co-directed About a Boy,
uh-huh.
and he wrote Cinderella. And I love both of those things.
Okay, yeah.
You know I love the movie Cinderella.
Do you?
Yes!
Do you actually?
No, I do. I think it's a really good movie.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Okay. About a Boy is the one with...
Hugh Laurie. No, Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant and...
Hugh Laurie.
No, the About a Boy. What's his face?
Yeah, Nicholas Holt.
There we go.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah. I do like
okay.
that movie.
Well, based on the two leads of that film that this guy wrote, Rogue One's going to be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All those things are not so bad. Let's do the next segment of the show. Do you want to?
Yeah, let's do it.
It's
a
called...
famous segment.
What we reading?
What are we going to read?
I'm doing the thing. Are you going to read?
What I'm going to read, this was recommended to me yesterday, actually. Ed Brubaker.
I know him.
Brubaker.
Brubaker.
Who wrote some of the Death of Captain America, like all the great Captain, a lot of great Captain America films. And Sean...
You mean comics?
I mean comics.
Oh, Mason.
Oh, embarrassing.
You're such
for me.
An idiot.
And Sean Phillips. And they were on... They were on a series called Criminal, which is really good.
Right.
But I was recommended something that's also by them. It's called The Fade Out.
Yeah.
And it's set in Hollywood in 1948.
Okay.
It was a bit L.A. Confidential. It's about a noir film stuck in endless reshoots. Writer played with nightmares from the war, dangerous secrets.
Is it a comic or a book?
It's a comic. Mm. It's a comic book. Comic or book or series.
I'm just looking here. He wrote the book adaptation of Daredevil 2003.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Ed Brubaker.
Oh, no, sorry. Matt Murdock encounters a shocking new face, Lady Bullseye. No, this isn't it at all.
It's what are
just,
you doing?
It's
what
just
you...
got the cover of the movie Daredevil.
Oh,
what
fantastic.
Is this? Yeah, sorry, no.
Anyway, look, I had no idea this existed, but it's...
That sounds great.
There's several volumes out already and I had no idea, but...
What's it called again?
The Fade Out.
The Fade Out.
The Fade Out.
The Fade Out.
Yeah.
All right.
The Fade Out.
The Fafe Out.
Oh.
That sounds really good.
Yeah.
I'm all for that. I like that guy. That guy's riding high, mate, with his... maybe he'll get his Captain America character... Oh, no, he didn't write Civil War, did he?
No.
Mark Millar wrote that. Mm. But maybe he'll get his Captain America Death of story adapted.
Totally.
Who knows? Spoiler alert. I don't know. I saw The Jungle Book this week.
Great. What do you think?
It's good.
Okay.
People are like, it's
is it good enough to do a whole episode on?
Nah, probably not.
Okay, then.
You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to do a Disney episode, though, where we just talk about Disney films that we like.
We can sing all the themes.
I can show you the world.
Second verse, can't remember.
it's interesting. I spent... Too much of this movie, though, going... Like, it's all well-made and put together. It's amazing because it's all shot in a studio.
Okay.
But I spent a lot of time
it's
going...
It's the new Sin City.
Yes, but great. It looks more realistic. But going, that's a pretty good-looking tiger. How much of that is a set? That bear looks pretty good when he's in water. How much of that bear's real? Like, because that's where my mind kind of went the whole... Hang on a sec. My dog's barking outside.
Do you mean your feet are tired?
Oi, Doug! But this is like... This is the slowest old man you've ever seen walking past, and my dog just
going... Oh, do you think I can stand up and still check him out?
Yeah, he's still there. He'll be there for a few weeks.
Oh, man. Listeners, that guy's walking so slow.
Wait, come here. Hey,
dog. Hey, dog.
Man, that guy is... I want to know what his deal is.
Yeah.
He's still there!
I didn't want to tell you this, but... That guy actually started walking down your street when we did the first episode of the show, and he's nearly made it to the end of your street. So, pretty good, right?
Hey, come here. You're freaking out. Come up here. There you go. Dogcast.
Yeah.
Oh, this isn't going to work. I can't reach the mic when you're sitting on my lap. God, down you go. I know. You're right. There you go. Okay. So yeah, basically it's pretty good. Friend of mine saw it.
Yes.
She was like, hated everything about it.
Why is that though?
Because it didn't feel real. She knew that it wasn't.
It's talking animals.
No, not even that, but like the setting, like it felt, she said it just didn't like, and the kind of butchered some of the songs because it has, does a couple of the songs and, you know, so.
No, I can show you the world.
The dogs love a life, mate.
Yeah, right.
But, I don't know. I think people should definitely check it out. I didn't hate it, but I definitely preferred the adaptation of Cinderella more.
Okay.
Or adaptation. Is it adaptation or adaptation?
Adaptation.
Thank you.
Great.
Moving on.
Yeah.
What else?
What was I going to say?
You got some comedy to recommend?
What era is it in the movie?
What do you mean?
How much time does he spend some time in civilization? What's going on there?
Not really.
I'm thinking of Tarzan.
You are thinking of Tarzan.
I'm thinking of Tarzan.
But we're getting a Tarzan movie this year.
Yeah.
And also Warner Brothers pushed back Andy Serkis's Jungle Book movie to 2018. That's all motion capture.
Wow.
Getting two Jungle Book movies.
Wow.
This,
so good.
This one very much sets up a Jungle Book sequel though as
well. Is Jungle Book outside of copyright? Is that why there's so many coming
Well, there's out? The Disney version of it.
Right.
So
Disney's the Jungle Book.
Disney's the Jungle Book. So they can use all the songs and all, you know, or whatever things that are specific to them. It's like with The Little Mermaid is outside of copyright.
Yeah.
But
Disney's The Little Mermaid.
Yeah, that's right. But Disney, so they can use all the songs and all the character designs and any characters they created, but anybody else can make a Little Mermaid movie, which I think they're actually doing. I think they're doing a gritty
reboot?
Yeah, and it's
very
got like
good.
Chloe Moretz's
Ariel
or whatever.
Cool.
At the end, I think she turns to foam in the original version. She goes to be like, I'm in love with this prince, and then she doesn't end up getting him and she turns to like sea foam or something.
amazing.
It's a pretty, it's a wonderful tale.
Yeah, isn't it though?
Anything else?
No, that'll do.
No comedy to recommend?
It's all pretty good. Just go out and see a name. If you're in the Melbourne, you're going to the comedy festival, see a name you recognise, name you don't. Make a night of it. That's what I say.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Here's a name I recognise.
What's that?
Or a segment.
Yeah.
It's letters. It's time for letters.
Oh, it's time for the letters, is it? Time for the letters theme.
The classic one was letters, oh letters, we love you. Some letters, they're only a day away.
Hang on, they're here right now. We're going to do letters.
Pretty quick off the mark, I think.
Really good.
Thank you.
Because you do play that off YouTube every time, don't you?
Yeah.
So yeah. All those views are you, are they?
I would assume so, yeah.
Very good.
Your dog's just thinking about life.
Yeah, that's all right.
She's thinking about instances of regret in her life.
Look like when she barked at that incredibly old man.
Yeah.
He's still there! No, he's not still there.
No, he is. He's just fallen. You can't see him.
So if you want to hit us up, best place to do it is at Twitter, hashtag at Weekly Planet Pod. Shoot us a question.
Not hashtag at Weekly Planet
Pod. No, just hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. That's what I meant to say.
Okay, good.
Thanks for correcting me, Mason, even though I appreciate it.
No problem.
Jerk. Shoot us a question and we might answer it. This is from Nathan, or at Nathway Cox. Hey, dickheads. Would you prefer to have...
I was going to say, hey, Nathan, but maybe not.
Would you prefer to watch the 2003 Batman versus Superman rather than the one that we got? So if you had to choose between the two,
right.
Bearing in mind we've only seen, it's hard to say because we haven't seen the 2003 one.
We've only seen an amazing animation.
Exactly,
box.
Yeah.
That's on your YouTube channel.
That's correct.
Now what happens in that one? We've
there's
got
There's a power suit. There's clones.
Yeah, there's
the Joker's in it.
There's a love interest. There's a clone or something.
There's a clone of the Joker. There's a toy bee that kills his love interest.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
There's kryptonite arrows. There's no power suit.
You just said there was a power suit.
No, I said, did I?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, I apologise.
Oh, well, if there's no power suit, I'm out.
But there's a Lex Luthor power suit.
Oh, then I'm back in.
There's also Joker clone henchmen. It's more crazy and out there.
Yeah, it seems more cartoony.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Especially the cartoon version of it.
Yeah, it's very cartoon. Maybe that's why I'm biased.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's hard to say if it'll be better.
Yeah.
Who knows how things would have turned out.
Yeah.
I still want to see that version because I want to know what madness.
Yeah, look, damned if you do, damned if you don't.
That's right.
Hey, dog. Dog, come here.
Hey.
I'm literally behind you, dog.
No,
what are you
doing? Door.
Okay.
There's a lot going on in that dog's life today.
I know.
So, look, yeah, I don't know, maybe. I couldn't choose.
Now that the actual one is out.
Yeah, exactly.
They've made a huge number of mistakes in it.
Yeah.
But there are some elements in it that are...
That are good. And just like there's mistakes in the other one.
And I think if it came out in 2003,
yeah,
would have been garbage.
Definitely.
Because what?
I mean, because that's when we were getting like Daredevil and
yeah,
and whatever.
It would have been worse.
Yeah. It depends who directed it as well.
Yeah.
Probably,
see, like
probably McGee.
Yeah. Gee. There's a couple of spectacular scenes in Batman v Superman.
Yeah.
Which I don't think we would have gotten in the original.
No, definitely.
I think it would have been like. Even with Lex Luthor in an armor, you know, suit of armor, or whatever,
that wouldn't look good.
It would have been like a two punch fight.
Yeah, exactly.
Who cares?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
BVS all the way.
Yeah.
DC for life. Woo!
This is from @Wookie582. What did you think about the Walking Dead season 6 finale? Fans are enraged at the cliffhanger.
Oh boy!
I'm about to spoil Walking Dead.
Okay, great.
So I'll put in a time code.
Okay.
People want to skip ahead and watch that.
Now, I've never seen any of them, so what I'm going to do is stick my fingers in my ears and go, la, 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 la.
Because you want to watch it one day?
No.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah. Okay, so basically it ends with the arrival of Negan, the much anticipated comic book villain.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He's like the big bad of a whole lot of story arcs in the comics. He turns up issue 100, but I might be wrong.
Uh-huh.
And he hangs around for ages. Maybe he still does. Who knows? Spoiler alert.
Oh, boy.
But, and they basically replicate a scene from the comics.
Yep.
Where Negan confronts the group for the first time. Because they're not even sure if he's kind of real, whether it's like a myth.
Yeah.
Whether people are like, because there's points where people are like, we're all Negan and, you know, he's just, you know, it's just an idea and whatever.
Yep, uh-huh.
And it turns out it's a guy played by Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
And he's like Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
That's right.
Yeah.
And he comes out with a baseball bat wrapped in barbed wire.
Uh-huh.
And he has this amazing speech. Most of the dialogue is lifted straight from the comic where he first appears. Mm. So,
which can work sometimes and sometimes
cannot.
Yeah,
and look,
work.
He delivers it as well as you could.
I like to think the animated adaptation of Frank Miller's Batman Year One doesn't work.
Not all of it.
Yeah.
No. No. But
but it did serve as springboard for Ben McKenzie to become Jim Gordon and Gotham.
It did too, didn't it?
Yeah, so
thank God.
Silver linings.
Small mercies. Mm. Yeah. And so, yeah, no, like he delivers
sandwiches.
he delivers it really well.
Yeah.
But the reason why people are upset is because in the comic that ends, and I won't spoil it,
okay,
where he takes the baseball bat and he caves in one of Rick's crew.
Okay.
Maybe even Rick himself, who knows? And so they lead to that.
Yep.
And you see him doing eeny, meeny, miny, moan to pointing who it's going to be. Uh-huh. And then it goes to the first person, whoever it is, and he like clubs them and then the screen goes black. So you don't see who it is. Twist, cliffhanger. Not a twist, just a cliffhanger.
Is The Walking Dead accurate enough to the comic book that if you read...
Not entirely, no.
Okay, right. So yeah. it could be the character that is killed in the comic book, but it could be anyone, really.
The thing about The Walking Dead is it's fucking weak as piss, mate.
Right.
Like, there's so much... There is a lot of good stuff in that.
Why are you still watching it?
I don't know, because it's good enough. Somebody tweeted, I can't remember who, said it's good enough that it keeps your attention, but not good enough that you kind of enjoy it fully.
Ugh.
It's a weird...
You've always got one of these series on the go. It's something that you don't really enjoy that much, but you've sticking out to the end. It started with Lost, I feel.
Yeah, it did. It's just
and it's
bled
just kept
over
going
to
Doctor
this.
Who for a very long time.
Yeah. I genuinely think they were like, we just want to see what fan reaction will be, and so then we'll decide who to kill later.
Oh.
Because that's how this show is, because they did this thing earlier in the season where Glenn got torn to pieces, who's the main character, and then it turned out he just went under a bin.
Oh. So. Was it a real stretch? Did you like see him torn to pieces?
Yes, but a guy had fallen on top of him and it was that guy.
Oh, I see. Right.
But even when I saw it, I'm like, nah, don't
He's
believe
never
it.
Back
no,
from
I, went, I said, don't believe it.
So they built it in?
Yeah.
Just
because
so.
They're really protective of main characters.
Yeah, okay.
I think they'll have to kill somebody really important.
Yep.
But this is just typical of this show, man. It's just.
So is it anytime a main character like is in any, like, They're fighting a zombie in a bar.
Yeah.
And then they're hit by the zombie and they just fall behind the bar.
Yeah, that's right.
And then somebody's like, he's dead. Let's not check behind the bar.
So I just think it's an okay show.
Mm.
It gets crazy ratings, but yeah, make some decisions. Why don't you?
Please.
Yeah, anyway.
And also, how many more years do they want to go?
I think they're just going
to
keep it going forever.
Ooh.
Yeah.
The new Simpsons. The Walking Dead.
That's right.
27 seasons.
Yeah. But the comic is still going, so. And the comic's relatively strong as well.
Mm. Mm.
But there's also, like I said, there's a lot of good performances, but the character motivations are weird. Like the main guy in it has that whole Arrow persona where it's like, don't kill anyone. But then he'll kill someone and be like, right. I'll kill someone.
Yeah, it's
fair. I'm in charge. I don't want to be in charge. I'm in charge. Mm. Like there's a lot of that.
Yeah, right.
There's a lot of pontificating about.
Oh, pontificating. Blah. No, thank you.
You should watch it.
Blah. No way, man. Not on your life.
Got a letter here from Sam. Last letter. Hey, dear Nick and James, long-time listener, first-time writer. I was wondering if you think people's standards for movies have been raised in recent years. For example, do you think a movie considered mediocre, maybe Interstellar, though I loved it, would be hailed as a classic if it was made 10 or 20 years ago? Sam.
Yes.
Which part of that?
I
think people's standards have definitely raised, and it's, especially when you look at comic book movies.
Yeah.
Like, people won't accept anything that's less than amazing.
That's true, yeah. Yeah. And I also think, like, standards of acting have increased.
Definitely,
like,
yeah.
People often talk, like, you know, oh my God, there's amazing, you know, this person won for best actor in this movie from the 70s or whatever.
Yeah.
I think of, like the movie Network. That was a very well, it was about, you know, the movie.
I know what it is, but I haven't seen it.
But, like, it's always like, this person, their acting was incredible in this. Yeah. Just so, and it's just them yelling. Like, it's just, acting back in the day was just you were quite quiet for a while.
Yeah.
And then you're quite on an even keel, and then eventually society drove you mad and you just yelled a lot.
Right.
You know, Heston?
I think Michael yelling. Douglas perfected that in
the
80s.
Always yelling.
Yeah. Just, Heston did a lot of that, didn't he? You're right, yeah. That's very true.
I think movies are better these days.
I agree.
Yeah.
On the whole, but there are some, like, some of my favorite movies are, like, you know, movies from 30, 40 years ago.
Yeah. Their movies are tighter now. There's so much,
that is
there's so much
true.
Space in the old ones.
Just look at, like, look at before credits.
Yes.
If you watch, like, a Western or, like, any movie from the 60s.
Yeah.
It's like 40 minutes of opening credits.
Yeah.
And it's just landscape after landscape.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Names of people.
Yeah. Sometimes not even landscape. Sometimes just
black screen.
Black screen.
Yeah.
And just people, you know, there'll be a, we were talking about James Bond, like there'll be a scene where he gets, you know, he gets a message from the front desk. So you see him walk down to the front desk in
real time.
In real time. Yeah. We don't need any of that. Cut it out.
Yeah.
We've seen this before.
Yeah. We've seen a man walk to a desk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We hate it.
Yeah. No, things have definitely changed. Mm. Not always for the better. Like there's some things, there's some tropes that they've kind of built in that I could definitely do without.
Yeah.
I've had enough of found footage.
You know what? I think movies that are better have become way better.
Yeah.
Movies that are worse have become way worse,
right.
I think.
Okay.
Everything was kind of like back in the day where there was like, you know, like some sort of, you know, important drama. It was like, it's a bikini pool party or whatever. Like, you know, some sort of groovy 60. Like they were all sort of the same.
Yeah.
You just sit down and watch it and whatever it was would be fine for you and your family.
Maybe Elvis has to win a race.
Yeah. But now it's just, you've got, on the one hand, you've got just, I can't think of anything.
Torture porn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or a Michael Bay film.
Or a Michael Bay film. Yeah. Mm. Absolutely.
When it's bad, it's bad. When it's good, it's great.
Isn't that right, dog?
You're right, dog.
Up you get. You're right. On the couch. That's a special treat for her.
Yeah.
Bloody loves it, mate. But she's scared off that old man, so that's good. She's doing good work. You do know how to pat a dog?
No.
It's hitting it like a drum.
First time.
So that's an interesting example, though. Interstellar 10 years ago, do you think that would have done better? Like, do you think people critically would have...
Exactly the same film?
Yes.
But with worse special effects?
Sure.
Yeah, I think it would... Yeah, much... Yeah.
Mm.
I would have been much more forgiving of it
in
10 years ago, I think.
Yeah, fair enough. Because you would have been like, this McConaughey, he was great in Fool's Gold, but he's even better in this Interstellar
that's
movie.
That's right.
Yeah. But like, can you imagine if, say, if this Batman-Superman movie was released in the 90s, it would be hailed as the best
movie ever
made.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but since we've had The Dark Knight,
like, this ain't your grandpappy's Batman. He's killing people left and right.
That's
and
you'd right.
Be like, oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
This is what it is
This
now.
Is what it is. That's right. Mm. And people are definitely more kind of less forgiving of, well, I know I am, of like things they change from the comics for the worse.
Yeah.
I'm okay with changing stuff, but if you're going to make a call, let's make sure it's a good one, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. But who can know? You can't know.
Well, exactly.
Out. Yeah. There you go. Is that the show then?
I think that's the show.
Name the things that we do at the end of the show.
We talk about our social medias.
We do.
Talking about being on the social medias.
We're
Weekly Planet Pod on Gmail and Facebook and Twitter and Bandcamp.
That's right.
Yeah. And I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies.
Patreon.com/Mr. Sunday Movies.
Yeah.
Golden Legend and on the Redbubble.
Mm.
He's got all sorts of Weekly Planet t-shirts and such. He's done a new one. It's a Civil War
one. Oh, yeah. That's right. That's really good.
Yeah.
I should swap that out for the logo at some point as well.
Yeah.
I just want to shout out to Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Jeff on Twitter, who's he lost 100 pounds in 10 months, and now he's wearing a sweet
because
Weekly
of
Planet
our diet.
Because of our diet.
Yeah, great.
Yeah. Just do a podcast and skip meals.
That's right. Don't sleep.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, he lost... Yeah, 100 pounds in 10 months. That's amazing.
That's amazing.
So
and then he's wearing a Weekly Planet t-shirt.
That's right, exactly. So good on him, man. That's an incredible effort. Well done.
Yeah,
I mean, that's got nothing to do with us, but I just think that's an awesome effort.
Yeah. I like to think he runs up like City Hall stairs while listening to the Weekly Planet in place of Eye the Tiger.
Yeah.
The Rocky theme or whatever. Just going, just a man climbing the stairs, you know, the sun's rising and it's so beautiful and he's just, and then it just... You hear him, and it's just like, oh, what do I think about Spider-Man? He looks good in this new in Civil War. I like your eyes. Pretty good. And he's just climbing the stairs.
Still going. He's bloody out.
Losing himself.
He does. Yeah. So, yeah, great job. I'm a Mr. Sunday Movies. Did you say that?
I did.
Yeah, good stuff.
Didn't hear it again, though.
That is. Hashtag Weekly Planet Pod.
Yep.
Shoot us a bloody thing.
Thank you to the Brute and the Basilisk and Rackham for our many themes.
Many themes.
What's that? We always forget one thing at least. Oh, we got an Amazon affiliate link.
Oh, yeah, they're sending us a check.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Like physically.
Yeah, because they can't transfer the money. They're like, you can come and get it, or we'll send you a check.
Huh.
So
if you're going to buy something on Amazon, like if you're going to do it anyway, don't get out of your way.
Yeah.
But just click on the link in our episode description.
Yeah.
You go there, read the same prices. We get a little kickback somehow.
Costs nothing regardless.
Yeah.
If you use it or don't use it.
Mm.
Yeah.
And also, it's great for the exposure.
It's so good.
It does stop making sense like 10 references ago.
All right, that'll do it. That'll just maybe show Disney's next week.
I'll do some Disney's.
Maybe something else. Mm. I'm talking like the animated, hand-drawn ones, not like your Pixar ones.
No.
Yeah. Didn't you do an animation one episode without me once?
With Tommy Daslow,
yeah. You did, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't Disney specific though.
Okay, so. You just said all animation.
All animation, yeah.
Did you cover it all?
Yeah, all the animation, yeah.
What are we going to talk about then?
Under the sea.
Under the bop. I'm a crab helping a mermaid fall in love with a man.
We'll just think, sing theme yeah, songs, I guess.
Pretty good.
Great.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, grab that gem, guys. Bye.
Dogcast.
Bloody dogcast, isn't dog it? Dogcast. Look at you, dog.
What a delight. What a delight.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.